Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Water cooler, water cooler, water cooler.
Hey, welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 350.
How about that?
350.
It's wild.
Yeah, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 5. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out with us. On this lovely, what is today? Tuesday?
I think so.
Yeah. We appreciate you all for being here.
Dramatic removal. I know, that was the mic guard.
Yeah, I don't like those things. They're too fuzzy and they stink. So anyway, you know how the show goes. All right, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my Corolla Digital Bud and Matt with me today, Gary Smith.
So what's up?
Hey, Gary.
How you doing?
I'm great. And all the way in Austin, Texas. I don't even know the accent.
Tejas.
Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Matt. All right. So Mike Dawson is not here.
Yeah, he's out.
What?
He's out.
He just sent us all a massive email going, not making it today. And then that was the subject line.
I believe it said, I'm out today in the subject line. And the then body. The body said, you'll be all right. Or you'll survive.
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're right. That was.
I was going to say... so much for my Rush music countdown segment that I was planning on doing.
I had a bunch of those like drafted. Like I don't even want to bother. Yeah, like yeah, oh, exactly. But it's avocado day. Yeah. So don't whatever. And then Kalen couldn't be here because yeah, who knows? You know, it's Kalen. He's elusive. So
he is,
yeah, you just
but don't worry about him. That's been his motto since day one.
Right, and you have to. If you catch them, just consider it a lucky day. But either way, for all the listeners, it's still your lucky day. We got another episode of the Water Cooler here for you.
T3.
I just want to start the show by asking everybody to stop sending me this NyQuil chicken challenge. So there is it's a TikTok. It's like up there with the Tide pod eating challenge. Or like let's poison ourselves and make it funny. They're cooking chicken with NyQuil. I don't even know if it's for real or not, but there are pictures of it, and it makes your chicken blue. And I'm like, guys, come on. You can't just send me random blue foods. Stop it.
I mean.
Stop it. Why am I on this island solely?
And because why, you're the one with the preposterous claim.
It's not preposterous. It's scientific.
It's a preposterous claim.
And the fact that you stand by it to this day makes it even more preposterous, which is why it's hilarious when people send that stuff to you.
Okay. Well.
Someone else pointed out that you drafted a blue food on your Shea Buffet plate.
Blueberries aren't blue.
Blueberry go-gurt.
Blueberry go-gurt is artificially colored blue.
It's blue.
It didn't make me think. I should have had a blue foods category. But it maybe was, next year. It's hard enough.
I don't think we need more stuff in it for next year, Matt.
Oh my God, next year. Yeah, I was thinking about my plate, and I'd still stand by it, except for the go-gurt. I haven't had yogurt in years.
Well, here's the thing. You guys haven't been seeing the Patreon comments as readily as I have. You'll see them on Thursday when we do the Patreon show, and you download them and read them aloud on the show. But I've been seeing them all come to my phone. And my worst fears have been realized. There's lunatics out there saying that they're going to vote for Dawson because he hated the game so much. They're going to vote for Matt because they don't want his feelings to be hurt.
That's how it goes now.
So it's like, where is our integrity?
Yeah, because it's no longer meritocracy. Like, it's akin to seeing the Yelp review where it's like the food, amazing, service, great, but baby in the booth behind me crying so loud, ruined my whole experience. 2 stars.
Yeah. It's just absolute lunacy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I still think you're in the lead, Gary.
I mean, I haven't checked it. I should be. If there's any
checked it, he looks at.
I haven't checked. I have not checked it once.
Yeah, right,
if there's
buddy.
Any,
you have it framed.
Sending me screenshots all day long.
If there's I don't any, know. I'm, okay, so if you're winning, like, wait, yeah, we'll see. Because Gary hasn't checked it.
I honestly haven't checked it because I saw enough positive tweets that I was like, I got this. It's over.
Yeah, I really. Here's the thing about this insane. Competition anyway. I'm so happy with, like, I would eat my plate 10 times out of 10 anyway.
So I
really don't find myself losing if other people agree with me or not.
Me either.
But great game, Matt.
Yeah, you're welcome, world. For people who don't know, by the way, got to sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com/watercooler. There's still time to vote. Still time to make sure my feelings don't get hurt.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, get out of here. Let these people vote with their actual mind and heart. Vote for the plate you want the best.
Vote
Listen,
with
you
palate.
Can vote with your mind and heart. I'm asking people to vote with their stomach.
So I went to an Angels game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's been too long since I've been a baseball game.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's on a kind of a whim. Like a couple friends are going and they just go, hey, you want to come up?
Is this a day game, night game? What are we talking here?
Friday night game.
Oh, perfect.
Angels game. Yeah, great. They're
beautiful.
They're playing the Mariners. Beautiful evening. Weather was perfect. And it was a Mike Trout.
Where were your seats?
Were our ticketed seats?
Oh.
Still doing that, huh?
Still did it, yeah. And got away with it this time. It was. We were sat right on the first base line.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's
so
really cool.
It was amazing seats. Like, oh.
Angel Stadium's perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well lit, everything's great. Mike Trout bobblehead night.
Fantastic.
Now, Matt, Mike
Sweet.
Trout, star Angel player, one of the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
I have two now. But
I know him.
Okay, yeah. So, big bobblehead night, cool vintage uniform, and
I saw some of that game with the vintage uniforms.
Yeah,
those are
cool. They're cool.
From like the '80s, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can see people yelling at their speakers right now on their cell phones. So bobblehead. And I was thinking, I used to have so many bobbleheads. I had, because I went on that baseball road trip. I've been to many stadiums across this very country. And I collected two things, bobbleheads and souvenir cups. I had souvenir cups where if you stacked them, they would reach floor to ceiling.
Well, souvenir cups I could see getting misplaced because it's an item you might actually use. But what happened to the bobblehead collection? That doesn't seem like something you misplace along the way.
So when I lived my bachelor pad, when I lived alone, I had an apartment here in Glendale.
Yeah.
And I put nothing on the walls because I didn't want – because I thought I had to repatch all the holes if I ever move out or when I move out. And I didn't want to deal with that, even though I didn't know how long I'd be living there. Just like, I don't feel like patching any holes. So my walls are just completely bare. I looked like a serial killer. Like, that's a serial killer's apartment, right?
Yeah.
Total serial killer.
Yeah, just complete. Like, Matt, I'm looking at
many
Matt's
episodes I've worked on. They do not say the walls were lined with beautiful works of art and movie posters. It was always the walls were barren.
Barren. And I'll say this, mattress on the floor for a good few months, too.
Classic serial killer again.
Yeah. Yeah, I check all the boxes for the serial killer. I'm looking at Matt's room right now. He just moved to Austin. He has many things framed already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a line. Are those movie posters?
I would assume those things were framed in Los Angeles.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
The things that are immediately behind me are some Alfred Hitchcock vintage movie posters, small size. And then I have some original artwork as well, kind of all throughout this room. A little harder to get to all of the camera.
You could just sit there at regular size, and then we would assume that your room's just huge.
Then I would just become – I would be a fucking giant because they are very small over my shoulder to be full-size movie posters.
Or like that Haunted Mansion room where it gets bigger when you're in the lobby. My apartment, nothing on the walls, no decorations. Really the only decorative pieces that I had my knickknacks, per se, were my souvenir cups, which I put along the there's a display area along the kitchen, like I had shelving on the kitchen. So I had souvenir cups there, some of them holographic, some of them just regular plastic, whatever. Basically,
dirty cups.
Plastic dirty Slurpee cups from all the different stadiums.
From children who are nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the one who lives there.
And then, look, wait, what? Souvenir cups aren't just for children. They're souvenirs. What kid really wants souvenirs? They're more of an adult thing, right? All right, moving on. So, and then on the shelves were my bobbleheads.
Now, how many are we talking?
I probably had 12.
It's a good amount.
On a shelf.
It's a good amount.
That's a good amount because they don't give them away at every game.
Right.
You have to time those.
Yeah.
I would have 13.
Is that what you explain to people every time they ask you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why do you have 12 bobbleheads in your house?
I would have more is what I would say if they gave them out more.
So to be clear, these were all bobbleheads procured from a giveaway. These were not – you didn't go buy them.
No.
Because that became a thing when we got a little older.
Sure, yeah. And people sell them on eBay. Like when I went to the Angels game, the Mike Trout bobbleheads, people would be walking away with a stack.
Right.
And just throwing them in the car because they're going to sell those things on eBay.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are all procured legit.
Nice.
Like,
well, yeah. Then that's a big collection.
Yeah.
For you to actually have been to all of those games. That's an accomplishment.
Where were you to give me that compliment when I was in my – because nobody cared. They collected too.
It's for you,
Are they in their boxes?
No. They had to jiggle, baby.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Come on.
Just want to make sure you're letting them live.
You're just going to keep them locked up?
Nah.
No.
Can't do that.
Let them shake. And
kind of hoping for an earthquake. Yeah.
So,
maximum potential out of these things.
So you can imagine, what it was like when I would bring a girl, when I bring Jen to my apartment, and she would see the decoration. She would see the decoration.
Decoration all of a sudden. We've upgraded bobbleheads to decoration. That's a fucking spin if ever I've seen
this
it.
This is how...
God, you got to get into PR, Chris.
Welcome. Yeah.
Enjoy the beauty of my decoration. Yeah,
my fully decorated apartment.
My Architectural Digest shoot is next week.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing Jen slowly backing up.
Luckily, my personality.
Jen's head just goes...
Right. Yeah, she became a bobblehead. And so I'd show her all of these. She wasn't impressed, to be honest.
You showed her each one individually.
Yeah, to tell her the story.
Yeah.
This is the one I got from Cleveland. Why isn't he playing baseball? He's surfing. Yeah, well, it was California Day, so that was like the big thing. Yeah, one of them was just a baseball player surfing. It was kind of funny, but
because it was California Day.
Oh man, I went to a Cleveland game, and yeah, we just happened to go, and it was California Day. So it was surreal walking to a Cleveland baseball game, and they have like mounds of sand that they like a truck just dumped onto the cement, and they put it like on a hill, and they had fake palm trees, and they had like surf music, Dick Dale and Beach Boys, and people in trunks going, "Yeah, Far Tubular, yeah, this is great, woo, California!" Wow. And then, it was all themed around that, like palm trees. Everyone went to the game in like board shorts and like, "Yeah, this is California Day. It's so cool." And I'm just there in my jeans and my shirt, like, "What the hell is this?"
Were they playing one of the California teams at least?
No,
that's so confusing to me.
They're just
doing a beach theme, basically.
We have California theme every day, so we don't realize it. But Matt, you'll be seeing it. You're going to see some California theme, and you're just going to go, "Oh, I'm already from here."
Yeah.
I went to – when I was at a bar in Austin. I should give you this bar because it was right next door to our hotel, Matt.
Tell me. Which one?
I forget what it's called, but it was really good.
Well, that's not going to help.
I can find out later, but I was sitting at the bar and really good cocktails. It was mellow too because – have you been to the Domain in Austin?
I have, yes.
It gets pretty cray. Like there's a nightlife there that's pretty insane.
Domain is kind of like the Grove for people from LA at least, just like a large outdoor shopping plaza, lots of bars and restaurants. But I would say like the Grove, kind of a corporate feel to it. It didn't exactly feel like some of the other bar neighborhoods that are around here. So I don't know if I will necessarily be returning to the Domain, but I could see if you lived in like northern Austin, that would be a place to just kind of go to because there's a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah, it's just a lot of business. It's new. It's super clean. It reminds me of a lot of the stores like at South Coast and like the nicer part. Like they have like a whole strip like that.
And that's where you guys went all the way over there?
That well, we stayed there. That was our hotel was there and the comedy club's there. We were at the Domain the entire weekend.
Gotcha.
So I go out to just walk, take a lap because I was at the game all day and I haven't really taken in Austin. I just want to take a lap and grab a drink somewhere. So I walk and there's this whole college area, bars, loud music. Like lines out the door and blah, blah, blah. I wasn't interested in that because I just want to get a cocktail. So I go back to the hotel and next door was this really nice, like super mellow bar and I'm drinking a cocktail and a guy's like in there talking to the bartender and then he ends up like killing me. He's like, hey, I know who you are. Like, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm Kroll Show.
Yeah.
Water cooler days. What is it, man? Just lay it on
Bring
me.
It.
He confused me with somebody else. He thought I was a guy that he knew, like actually like living there. And nice. But we were talking for a little bit and then he just goes, oh, where are you from? And I go, oh, I'm from Long Beach, California. And he just looks at me like, you one of those assholes that just moved here too?
And you went, no, welcome that's my, to my that's world.
My I know. I was like, no, just visiting. I'm at the hotel. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Bye.
That's hilarious. Well, he was obviously joking with
you. Yeah, he was. But I'm just saying, man, it's a real thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I got my Texas ID now. I got my Texas fucking license plate. No one could tell. No one knows anymore.
Yeah.
The flip-flops are a bit of a tip-off.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Maybe.
I remember when people would move here. Like I've worked with a lot of out-of-state people at like the restaurants I've worked at because restaurants – for people who move in, like people just get jobs at restaurants. So whenever they moved over here, like, oh, I'm from Washington. I'm from Texas, whatever. They would never change their plates. Like it was just like a thing. Like, oh, they kept it for years like that. And I'm just thinking, like, how are you doing that?
Damn.
I don't know.
Not legally.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if there's like a tax break they get or something.
Probably.
They were purposely doing that. Anyway, going back to my old apartment. So my serial killer apartment, I got rid of all the bobbleheads, got rid of all the souvenir cups. Haven't thought about them since. Plus, I saw that
you got rid of them. You just discarded them?
I donated them to Goodwill or something. Yeah, I just – because – well, not the souvenir cups. I probably discarded those because I don't think – those things collected some dust inside. just having a cup out there in the open, it's going to
– it's gross how much dust there'll be in there.
It's going to get thick.
Yeah.
Especially if you have it all up the top of your fucking house like you're talking about on a high display shelf.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Those cups were full when I took them down. So I got rid of all of them. I saw that minimalist documentary.
Yeah.
Marie Kondo, all that stuff, and thought, I don't need this stuff anymore. It doesn't spark joy. What sparks joy to me are the relationships I have with my friends, my family, the people in my life. I don't need material anymore. I don't need this stuff. And I got rid of it. Haven't thought about it since. Bobblehead night. Walking an Angels game. I miss my bobbleheads.
One of one.
I miss my bobbleheads. I didn't even keep it because it's just like, why bother? Why would I even start again?
It's just
again?
A cruel reminder.
Yeah, why would it's I start just a with cruel one? Reminder. Just have a single bobblehead up, knowing how much bobble I had just years ago.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's totally worth
it. Dude, you were a fucking bobble billionaire.
I really was. Yeah, I feel like I had Bitcoin before it really blew up, you know?
Yeah.
Bobcoin.
Bobcoin.
Maybe we need a Bobo bobble.
I pretty much am a bobblehead. Like I'm small.
We need
bobo
heads.
Bobble bobo. Oh yeah. We need bobble.
Stephanie, get working on it. Bobo, you're an artist. Heads.
We can do that.
We probably do it.
We don't have any merch. That would be something people want. Some bobo bobble heads.
Oh my goodness.
Bubble bobbles.
Angels win.
Angels won. Great game. Had a few drinks, and it was an awesome time. Now. I do joke with Jen every once in a while that I still have my old apartment and I just keep it. She doesn't like that joke, but
that's not a good one.
I think it's kind of funny.
You're married now, dude. That's not doesn't work anymore.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of funny, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's how I decorated my old apartment. Look, I'm not like Kaylin. I was like Kaylin where I had the floor to ceiling Game of Thrones map.
That thing was pretty ill.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. It was. I mean, like, I definitely would not have wanted it in my room, but I was pretty stoked when I go into Kaylin's room.
Like, did you have posters? Would you put posters up?
In the past,
yeah. Of who? Of what?
That's interesting.
Sports. Michael Jordan dunking. Yeah. Movies. CD covers.
I probably had some Paul Kariya and Timu Solani posters
at
one time.
You know what that is, Matt?
I feel like I know one of those names.
Well,
Paul Kariya was in Mighty Ducks 3.
Yeah, exactly. That's where he's best known from.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He was one of the commentators in Mighty Ducks 3. Yeah. And Timu.
That's
from
the
song. From the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one to get.
Yeah, those were, I was really into hockey at the time, so I think I probably had something like that.
Yeah,
I'm trying
figures.
To think. I don't know. I don't really feel like I had a lot of posters.
Yeah, I didn't either, because as a kid, maybe this is why I didn't hang anything on my walls, but I don't know how to hang things on my walls. I would just tape them on there, and then you just go, like, what am I doing? I'm doing that thing with the tape and rolling it in a circle. Yeah. That's not going to last through the summer.
No.
That thing's gonna fall off.
I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I do respect all women, but when I was growing up, I had pictures of swimsuit models and
you did?
Lingerie ladies on my
no,
wall.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely did.
How old were you?
In the Simpsons room?
The Simpsons room.
In the Simpsons room. It was in the Simpsons room.
What?
There was a wall that my parents referred to as the wall of shame, and that lasted for... Probably I would say through middle school is going to be my guess, because I think around high school was when I start. Yep, that's right, boys.
That means you put these up when you were in elementary school?
Middle school, like 11, 12.
Early,
hormones were going crazy,
I'd say so.
God,
Rebecca Romaine.
You had a beat-off corner.
Yeah, dude. You put a black light on that thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. You could guide planes with it.
To this day, there's probably stuff alive in that corner.
That's true. It has not changed.
Wow. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't. I don't know. I have that shame that Matt obviously does not have.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I don't know.
Eventually, they were replaced with movie posters, and there are movie posters there to this day. Some of the same posters.
Tell me something. Describe these posters you had up there.
Taboo 2.
the movie posters?
No. Yeah, the movie posters, man.
I don't know.
The shame ones.
So I got a swimsuit edition weekly calendar.
Okay, where'd you get this? Where does one procure this?
My parents got it for me for like Christmas one year.
Yeah. What is happening?
Where's Dawson?
He's missing it, man. He's missing out.
Where is Dawson to bring the show back?
Yeah. So your parents got you this for Christmas. Parents of the year, Gary? What is this?
You know my parents. They were parents of the year.
They were parents of the year. That's true.
Yeah,
that's parents are fantastic.
Exactly.
They bought the boy something they knew he was into.
Yeah, he'll get some use.
Right.
He'll get some use out of this.
Yeah.
Although, washing the socks in the washing machine must sound like you put a brick in there.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Went through three washing machines during that time period.
Yeah. Jeez, dude. Just using
my high school girlfriend, by the way, had on her wall Bible quotes. Could not get more opposite. Needless to say, didn't get too far with that one. Again, respect all women.
Oh, man. Yep. Okay, so you had a calendar. You had a new picture every month for the year.
Every week.
Yeah, every week, dude.
Oh, every week.
Well, not all of them. Some of the girls are better looking than others. Again, respect all women.
Oh my God, Matt is out of control right now.
Jesus,
how do you guys feel about eating puss? You guys like it? Just give me some of that sweet, sweet raw fish.
My mom didn't know that I was even into girls till I was probably 28.
So you were married.
Yeah, that was not something we discussed. So this is kind of weird.
It's like many things from my life. Did not seem weird growing up, but then looking back, it's like, should I talk about this? And then the answer is always, I'm on a podcast. Why not?
You have to. And I'm happy that you are. Look, this
share my life. Share my life with you people.
See, I might as well be the girl with the Bible quotes on my wall compared to Matt.
Yeah.
Like this is pretty crazy. Like we would have talked about just like, have you seen Matt's room?
Yeah, he's got a beat off corner.
Floor is spongy.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So it's just different. Like it's a whole different thing, and you realize everyone has a
it's definitely different
different kind.
Yep.
And But all the pictures are just the Simpsons stuff. You don't realize that, like, behind the person taking the picture on that camera, that's the shame wall.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Just yeah.
I don't think there are any pictures of the shame wall. Probably because of its title.
Yeah, I've been to your room.
I do wish that they were there or a picture existed somewhere. That would have been fun to look at.
Ew.
I just want to let that breathe for a little bit.
Fun to look at.
Yeah.
Ew.
How much look, we got the three married guys here.
Yeah, we do.
How much say do you have in the decorating of your home?
I have my space.
Halloween time, dude. 50-50.
Halloween time, 50-50. Gary has his space.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've seen the space. Is that the one where you podcast out of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't give me a lot of input on my office. You know, I think if I threw up a nude poster of Rebecca Romijn, she'd probably have some comments. But
yeah.
As far as just like me putting up the art that I like or whatever, she doesn't mind
within
that.
That space.
Within that space, if I really cared to have something out in the common area, I'm sure I could talk to her about it and we could make it work in one way or another. But I like the flow that she has of the house. Like she's kind of
Jen's killer too.
Yeah,
like I always credit her with like what the way the house looks because we always get a lot of compliments. But now there is like a thing where I could go into World Market. What's it called?
Cost Plus World Market. Yeah.
And I see an accent table and I go, oh, that would look good at the house. I can't buy that and bring it in and put it somewhere in the house. I could take a picture of it and go, what do you think for the living room? And then wait until I get a response. Or I could take a picture of it, bring it home, wait till I get a response and then go back and get it. But if we're changing roles, I could come home to see an accent table in the living room from World
Cost Plus World Market,
and it all be the same. Is that just how it goes?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's how it goes in our marriages. I'm sure there are outliers that people who do it a little different, but that seems pretty normal. Like, especially if
her the reins because they know
more
than
us. That's the thing, is that Joya and Jen both have much better style than us. I mean, you've seen my space. I like my space. I don't consider it stylish to have like four different Banksys and like all this stuff I have on my wall. It's just stuff that fit in my other apartments when I was younger that I like and I want to display because I want something on the wall because I'm not a fucking lunatic. So that's the stuff in my room. But it's hard for me to imagine like carrying her style all the way into my office just because there are like some functional things. Like I have a massive TV on the wall and I have a giant computer set up and podcasting and
that's
all this
exactly
stuff.
Right.
Like I need some functionality with my space because I do, you know, as you've said, podcast from home sometimes and stuff. So she's really cool about letting me do that. And I'm more than happy to let her style command the rest of the house. And yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess the only scenario that you were describing at Cost Plus where you see that end table is if you bring it home with the receipt and give it to her and say, this was something I thought might look good, but if you don't like it, here's the receipt. Go exchange it for something that you think would look better. I think maybe Joy would let me get away with that, but then that's going to be awkward if she returns it. Because that's going to be kind of a message.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not complaining by any means.
No, I don't think
I have great taste in any of that stuff at all, and it's kind of nice to not have to worry about it.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Joya, I think, like Jen, enjoys that stuff more than I do. I would rather spend my energy on other things, and they enjoy the fact that they have beautiful homes and they're very good at it. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, I just kind of stay out of the way because
I do like
the end result. At the end of it, I love my home, so I come home to it, and I'm very happy. But I'm not going to get in the way unless I'm asked.
What about you, Matt? You master interior decorator, or you lay back?
I would say that we do pretty 50-50, to be totally honest. Like, this room that I'm recording in, much like Gary's recording room, is just kind of filled with stuff that I had from, like, my college days, basically. But the stuff that's in the rest of the house, because we've lived in a few places together over the years, are style and what we have in the house has just kind of changed a little bit from one house to the next.
Yeah.
And at this point, half the stuff that's in the house is stuff that I helped pick out or, you know, was my idea. We should get this versus stuff that she had from her previous place or I had from my previous place. So it's a pretty good balance, I would say. But, you know,
Speaking of things from previous marriage. Places, did you – I can't remember. It could have been 3 moves ago that this was abandoned. But does Julie still have her airline seats?
Yes. Yes, she does, Gary.
You traveled with those fucking things to Texas?
Dude, they're sitting in our garage right now, and I'm just like, why? Why do we still have these things? Why? To her credit, she did try to sell them at our like our yard sale. Nobody wanted them. So,
but don't those things weigh like 500 fucking pounds?
No. They're very light. That's the thing. They are very light. They're just kind of large. They're like vintage.
These are from the 60s or 70s, it seems like. They're really cool. From my memory. Like, they're cool. You're right. They're definitely cool, but they're not. It was before Southwest came in and decided that everyone's ass got 11.5 inches max because they wanted to fit extra seats on the plane. So they're a little bigger, all right, if memory serves.
They're a little bigger. It needs to be like reupholstered and stuff, but it's theoretically like a really cool vintage piece that could be a really like dope display item if it fit in the house. But, you know, the last couple of places that we've lived at, it's just something that's kind of been in our garage, which I'd be fine getting rid of it, but it's something that's important to her, so one day we'll make it work.
You should get a discount on flights because you bring your own seat.
That's true.
Yeah, just like, hey, I brought this, just stick me in the back somewhere.
Against the wall.
I'm good.
Try to get on without buying a ticket. Like, I don't need to buy a seat.
I don't need to buy
a mine.
Yeah. It's right here. I'm just getting on. I brought my own seat.
I'm shitting on.
Yeah.
We good?
So, Matt, you do have really good taste in decorating. I think because you've decorated a lot of this studio when you worked here, which has been lovely. You made the whole wall with all the podcasts, artwork that a lot of people take pictures in front of. And it's like a big visual piece when people walk in, is to see all the podcasts on the network. And Matt organized them all on the wall. And you got the things printed out. Like, I brought the if you're watching on YouTube, I brought the water cooler one, right? It's right here. So what's cool about this one – is I used to host a show called Resume, and I'm very proud of it. It was a podcast I started, just took a risk. I was a guy just on the staff, and I'm going to try a podcast called Resume. Did really well. A lot of people liked it.
A lot of people thought it was called Resume.
A lot of people did think it was called Resume too. I didn't know how to put that stupid accent on it.
Yeah.
On it. And so did a lot of good interviews, and I was really proud of this show. But then I thought, okay, we did the water cooler on the same feed, decided to change the whole thing to water cooler, but I still like the keepsake of having the Resume artwork. So I come to work one day, and the water cooler artwork is now where the Resume artwork was, and it looks great. But I go to Matt, and I go, where is the Resume poster? Because I kind of want that.
Yeah.
I want to take that home.
I can see it right now.
Yeah, Matt double-taped it. He just smushed the water cooler thing over the Resume thing with a double tape and just smushed it on. So the Resume artwork is still underneath.
You can still sort of see it if you like look just underneath
this. It's still underneath this piece. Like, he didn't take down the other one and put the water cooler, but just smushed.
In fairness to Matt, he doesn't know how to make that wood thing that's on the back.
The frame.
So it was just easier because that's siliconed onto the back of it to just add the thing, you know? Yeah. Come on.
Now listen, I don't want to shit all over this story, and I also don't want to besmirch the name of somebody who I may not even be sure. I'm pretty sure that's something that fucking Gary Butters did.
No, because I asked you about it when it happened. I remember the day. I remember I was heartbroken about it. Not really heartbroken, but and I asked Matt. He's like, oh yeah, just put it on the other one. That was like, this is a fondler thing. I remember where you were when you said it to me.
All right, well.
I just thought it was funny. I still think it's funny. It's just the poster's just up there in heaven with the bobbleheads.
Yep.
In my personal memory heaven.
Well, the corpse is here. Yeah. Take it home, dude. Just peel that other one off. It'll look great.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll think about it. All right, you guys need comments?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go. Yeah, sure.
All righty. Now, these are all comments found within our Facebook group. And if anybody wants to comment or send a comment, send a message, give us a topic they want us to talk about, anything like that, just post it. But join our Facebook group. It's free. Go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions and maybe we'll let you in. All right.
Probably.
Yeah. It really does help. We do get a lot of questionnaires without answers,
Yeah.
Instant decline.
Yep, we have to, because otherwise bots will get in there. As Matt talked about with like his high school reunion group, it was just like all people trying to sell you Bitcoin or NFTs. Like, we can't have that.
Yeah.
We got jokes to make.
That's right. We got content to make as well. All right. So Kevin McCarthy says, great toolbox, Dawson. I look forward to them every week.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice it was show. So good that Adam asked about it. About the process of like writing it and how long it takes and stuff. It was a good one.
Bad show for Dawson to miss.
Yeah.
He's getting some praise. John Halter says, at the end of the last podcast, Dawson recommended checking out a podcast that he's a part of called The Ballad of Uncle Drink. I second this recommendation. It's really funny.
Nice.
All right, Dawson. Well, bad show to miss, buddy. Let's see here.
You'll
Johnny.
Be fine.
Yeah. Johnny Shine says, do the right thing, folks. Now that Shea Buffet has concluded, and we are awaiting the announcement of the winner, which could be any of us.
Sure.
I must say, this game has legs, but it does need some tweaking. I think there's a new way to factor in dice.
Oh, yes. That's just what this game needs.
And then he literally wrote another five paragraphs explaining
it. Oh, I saw. I read.
So if anybody wants to read it, check out Johnny Shine's post.
Yeah, definitely. Check out the post.
Including some advice for how to roll the dice without it falling off the table, which was a huge flaw of
fairly insulting.
Did not see coming was how many dice would go flying off that table.
That was a table that had a little bit of a lip on it.
That's my craps dice rolling strategy. You guys play craps, right?
No.
You just pretend that you're playing cheese ball?
I pretend I'm playing, I go mozzarella and I toss it. I aim for the, I don't look. Like, there are people who have these weird rituals, like when you play craps, and sometimes they take forever. Like, they'll go and they'll turn the dice to the exact numbers they want
on top,
and they grab it, and then they toss it. Maybe they'll snap at the end, whatever. Or they'll roll it like five times to themselves until they hit the seven. Like, okay, can't get seven twice in a row, whatever. And there are all these rituals. My ritual is I just grab the dice and I toss them, but I toss them to the exact same place. Like, it's almost like shooting a free throw.
Yeah.
Like, there's a...
No matter where you are.
Yeah, because every craps table has, like, as it goes, there's a seam, because this thing's going around as there's a seam. And I toss it, and I try to hit the seam where it meets the
wall
flat
meets
part.
The floor.
Yeah, the wall meets the floor. And I just try to land both dice on there. And that's it. It's more of just a game for myself, because it really is just numbers. It's all chance. You're not going to throw the same thing twice. As you know, or whatever, you can't really find a way to consistently throw dice. At least I think so. It's worked out for me.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's my craps ritual. All right, Adam Boone, he says string cheese is made of provolone, not mozzarella. Chris got a bad deal. And then everyone in the comments
just lit him the fuck up, just annihilated,
bro. What string cheese are you eating where it's provolone? Come on.
I mean, to say that the comments under were active would be an understatement. I mean, Jesus, I must have seen this a few hours later, and this guy was just getting taken apart.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
We take our cheese very seriously over here.
We had a game.
You know, it's one of the best places on the internet, but if you don't know your cheese game, you're gonna get cut.
On Water Cooler, we take cheese very seriously. We had a whole half game dedicated to it.
That's right. Several weeks of an unfinished project.
Or maybe it's just ongoing. It's just,
never know.
Took a break. I wouldn't mind if Cheese Louise could finish that up. Rich McKinney. Oh, I really like this post. Rich, I believe he's the guy you guys ran into in Vegas.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
So sounds right.
Yeah, he says, Bobo Bros. Life has been real tough lately. This isn't me asking for a pity party, because the bad days are well behind me at this point. The podcast was absolutely a source of positivity through everything, but recently I've made some big plans and huge changes. I changed careers completely from property management and switched to HVAC. I started coaching my son's basketball team and my daughter's volleyball team, and today I just bought the ring I will be proposing to my girlfriend of 4 years with.
Hey.
Life is good, fam. Remember that winter will always give way to a new spring. This Facebook group is the best place on the internet, hands down.
I love that, man.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Come on.
Thank you. Congrats.
Now, I hope she doesn't listen to this and you haven't asked yet because spilled the beans. I spilled the beans.
I feel like that's on you if you're going to post something in the comments of the Facebook group if you don't want it read on the show.
Yeah, I think so too. But I would love to know a few things. One, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And two, how'd you do it? How'd it go? So, yeah, definitely follow up, Rich. And
here's the thing. If you haven't done it yet, you can just play this clip from the show that you're listening to right now. Sit her down and say, hey, I want you to listen to this podcast
Remember those guys that we met in Vegas?
Remember those guys we met in Vegas? I bought you a subscription to their podcast. And then sit her down. You don't have to do the subscription thing, but, you know, you do the right thing. And then you put headphones in her earbuds or in her ears. And then you just play her.
Yeah, look.
Exact comment. And she'll be like, oh, my God, it's real.
People, we've done this before. It's a great challenge that we give out to our audience. Please, for a Christmas gift, surprise the recipient with a subscription or a Patreon. Or for a birthday gift, Father's Day, Mother's Day. And it's all been done. And it's been beautiful. People have sent us videos. But I think the next step
is a wedding proposal.
It's a proposal. A proposal. But instead of a ring, you give them a subscription to our Patreon.
But then have the ring like shortly thereafter.
No, but here's the thing.
That's right. You say this subscription is only for 1 year.
If you do
this,
this
ring is forever.
If you do this, we will record a clip of us doing the proposal for you or mentioning it if you subscribe to that tier. And we can I think it'd be a really beautiful moment.
And that consists of what? Us reenacting what the proposal should be like? Like we each take a role?
Yeah. Hey Matt.
We have to fill in the names, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess you're right.
We haven't thought it all the way
through. I was just going to react. I'm not going to give it away for free, though. Good idea. We did this. Otherwise, I'd have to watermark this episode. All right. But anyway, Rich, with that and coaching your kids' teams and switching careers, I'm so happy for you, man. And,
congratulations,
dude. So good to hear, brother. All right. James Coleman says, do yourself a favor and whip up a glizzy in the air fryer. I would. I will happily do that. Next time I buy some glizzies, I'm gonna toss them in the air fryer.
Yeah.
People that are in need of glizzy content look no further than the Facebook group this week. You know, again, if you want to try to get your friends to sign up for the group, tempt them with that because, it was glizzy mania.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get for not believing it's a thing.
Yeah, I guess I was just uninformed. Now,
if you act like it's already a thing, it's fine.
I am beyond informed. Thank you.
Carrie Leanne Young took a picture of the Salt Lake City Arch.
Hey,
the St. Louis Arch. And I said, guess where I took this picture? Look, I'm sorry. The letters are very similar. SLC, St. Louis, like Salt Lake City. Maybe I'm a little dyslexic.
What would you rather have, Chris? Pictures of the Salt Lake City Arch or pictures of Blue Food?
I'd like the pictures in your spank wall, whatever it's called. Oh,
the jerk corner?
Was that one of Damachek's bits?
That's true. Jerk list. Oh, that's good.
All right. But anyway, Carrie, hope you're enjoying your trip. I'll be heading there next month. November, I think, actually.
Yeah.
CJ Michelius. No, I said that right.
Nope.
But he just said, Chris is vindicated. I like this. Dr. Raymond Pete, Dr. Raymond Pete, a PhD in biology with a specialization in physiology from the University of Oregon and a diet author, he says eating fish tails and heads is a super healthy source of fiber. Pete is also big on organ meat and sucking bone marrow, something to do with hormones. Now, I am totally in on all of that. Those are all my favorite foods. I feel like Matt, without asking him, he's a big bone marrow guy.
I feel like he's probably into it.
You know the marrow, bro? Do you marrow?
Can you play the boner time drop?
Yes. Hold
on. Ask me again if I'm into bone marrow.
Hey,
boner time.
Goddamn, Gary. Chris, ask the question. Gary, provide the answer.
Chris!
Hey, Matt, you into marrow?
Boner time.
Didn't quite work as well as I thought it would.
Bone marrow's great.
Dude, one of the best meals I've ever had in my life was in San Diego. We had a dish that I believe is called Bone Marrow Oscar. And so they take this gigantic dinosaur bone, they crack it in half, and then they oven roast it, and they scoop it all out, and then they mix it with like potatoes and lobster and all kinds of crazy shit, and then they string it back into the bone, and then you scoop it and put it on bread. It was fucking undeniably incredible.
Oh, my mouth is watering already. All right, speaking of food, we'll do one more here. Dave Powell says, the Nutty Buddy and Swiss rolls. These are those prepackaged, I don't know, little treats that are like, kind of like Entenmann's. Not Entenmann's, but Hostess maybe. He says, do you bite them like a grown-up or peel the layers like Fod and Little Debbie intended? Oh, that you're supposed to peel the layers when you eat those?
I don't know.
Like unroll
them? I feel like with a cinnamon roll – like if I got a big old Cinnabon, I would absolutely be peeling that thing and going all the way around. But something like a Swiss roll or one of those like Entenmann cakes, it's just like a slice. Yeah. I'll just bite it.
Remember when we talked about what were those things? Kringle?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
And everyone it was like the Facebook group with glizzies this week up in this bitch with Kringle. Everyone sent us Kringle.
Yeah, I had more Kringle than I had Suvi cups.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of Kringle.
We had entirely too much Kringle.
Yeah. for a lifetime.
We had way too much Kringle up in this beast. For a lifetime.
But thanks to all the residents of Racine, Wisconsin.
Seriously.
For a little Kringle. All right, those are our comments. Thanks everybody for writing in. All right, Matt.
Yo.
Do you have a Shay?
Yeah.
Oh. But this
Oh, no.
Find out.
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price?
What might be the venue?
So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu?
Hey.
Well, I do want to tell you guys about an incredible meal that I had. It's back to regular Shay Fond du Lac. Mike Nielsen can rest comfortably.
They heard me say menu and not spreadsheet. We're all
that's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
true.
But I will
yeah,
say,
rhymed.
But regarding the Shea Buffet, again, if you are not following Pixel Fun on Twitter, PIXELPHUN, you should definitely do yourself a favor and do that because in honor of the game, he created pictures of all of our plates and we discussed it at length on Patreon. We will be revealing the winner in a couple more days, so you can still vote if you want to. Patreon.com/watercooler.
I have my
great way.
He's very talented, and also he's on Instagram at Pixel Fun.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
But I do have my qualms with his artwork. Usually, I'm very impressed. I'm still very impressed by it, but
I think it's great.
Yeah,
all five of them.
It's
I thought they were
perfect,
fantastic.
Just the way it's done. But let's go back to some incredible food that I had out here in Austin recently. I checked out a place called Loro, L-O-R-O, and it was on my birthday. It was actually the only exciting birthday meal that I had because we just didn't really go out for a birthday dinner. But I did go out for a birthday lunch with a new friend of mine, and this place is an Asian smokehouse.
Who's this new friend?
He's a neighbor, actually.
Not the neighbor, though.
No.
But do you talk about the neighbor?
I have not brought it up.
You've not brought it up.
It hasn't been an issue.
What's
the
most fun thing about me being friends with neighbors is talking crap on the weird neighbor. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
What's the hubbub?
We're new friends, so that's maybe like third date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, this place is.
You hug yet?
I think we did like the shake with the right hand bring it in.
Oh.
And then the arm. Yeah, we did that, I think.
Okay.
It's a weird thing to do with the shake.
Give him the double arm.
It's a weird thing to do with the shake and the arm.
Give him the double arm squeeze.
Well, it was like, maybe the arm came back out again. I can't remember. I wasn't in the moment
enough. What kind of hugger
really
are you, Matt? Do you go both over the top, both underneath, or one and one?
Just depends.
Well, it depends. I mean, if he's hugging you, it's going to be different than if he's hugging me.
Yeah, he goes under me and then he carries me around.
Oh, so good. All right, so this place, Laurel, is
not that good.
I thought it was okay.
This restaurant is run by two award-winning chefs, one of whom is Aaron Franklin of Franklin's Barbecue.
Know him.
Which we've talked about at length on the show.
Met him. Ate his food.
The
James
other chef,
Beard award winning.
That's right. James Beard. And the other guy is also James Beard award winning chef. He has a sushi place that I have not gone to yet called Uchi that I'm very excited to go to. But the main chef of that restaurant. His name is Tyson Cole. So Tyson Cole and Aaron Franklin put their skills together to make this incredible restaurant that is sort of like an order at the counter place. You just grab a table. There's a huge, huge patio, tons of seating indoors as well. Order at the bar, and you know, they give you one of those little table marker things, and they bring all the food out to you. But the food is just top-notch quality. And again, it's a combination of the Texas barbecue and then also like the Asian smokehouse. So one of the first things that we had were these crunchy, sweet corn fritters with like sriracha aioli.
Sounds great.
Not quite like a cornbread muffin. They definitely were a little bit more rustic looking, but they were, as it said, both crunchy and sweet. Then on that more Asian-y influence side, there were sesame rice noodles with chili vinaigrette, black sesame, and green onion. And this just was – it was just this tiny little bowl, and we just kind of split everything. But spicy, and again, the balance of that with my main entree, which was like a brisket, beef brisket sandwich.
I just don't know how I'd feel – like I go to restaurants like, this is Aaron Franklin's place. It's like, all right, let's go. It's Aaron Franklin's spot. It's like, all right, here's some sesame rice noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
There's two different – that's the other chef. Two different chefs together.
That other chef, his sushi restaurant, you mentioned it earlier. Is that the place where they just do like two seatings a night and you just go and everyone in the restaurant eats the exact same thing?
I don't believe so. I think it's like
Rogan's
a restaurant.
Always freaking out about some sushi place that's like 25 seats. That's the way they do it. There's two seats.
Really?
Well,
I might know that place.
It's possible that it's that place, but from knowing the area that it's in, like I know where that restaurant is, and it's next to another building that I think the same restaurant group owns. That's a fairly large restaurant. I could be totally wrong, but anyway. It was an incredible combination, Chris, to have the Asian noodles and then you bite into your brisket sandwich. It's got the papaya salad instead of like a regular coleslaw.
And then like that.
Peanuts, chili aioli, Thai herbs.
Yep.
There was a tomato, cantaloupe, and cucumber salad, which, Chris, I forgot to ask you, when you were in Italy, did you have cantaloupe?
I had cantaloupe with prosciutto wrapped around it.
Cantaloupe out here in the United States is okay. There's been a few times where I've had like great cantaloupe, but when I was in Italy all those years ago, they just call it melon out there, and it was one of the most incredible bites of fruit I've ever had. So I don't know, having some cantaloupe in a salad sounds like kind of a strange combination, but it actually worked really, really well. The one thing that we did not have, and this was weird because we ordered it, but they did not bring it, and so now I have an excuse to go back there. One of their appetizers, one of their snacks, is candied kettle corn with brisket burnt ends. And then they put this like spicy chili powder on it.
Yeah. I would eat that
100% of the time.
How good does that sound?
Sounds very good.
Yeah. So anyway, this place is not too far from where I live. And it is, I think they have a slight change in the dinner menu versus the lunch menu. So I'm definitely eager to go check it out again. And that's what's on the menu.
Hey.
All right, couple questions. First off,
sure.
Because you're a big Anthony Bourdain fan. I was reading one of his books or listening to one of his books. Excuse me, I can't say I read it. He said that James Beard award winning chefs like don't be as impressed by him as you think. Is that still a thing for you that you look for?
I'll be totally honest. I see that phrase, James Beard, and I know that it's a important distinction, but I've never given it any weight other than just to like say it as a fact that I found when I was looking this restaurant up. Like, I don't look at that list. It's not like a Michelin star to you.
Like
that, exactly. That to me is like the only list I've really paid any attention to.
All right. And secondly, what kind of popcorn are you usually getting if you went to like a farmer's market and they had those bags of popcorn? You have the regular. Yeah, or I don't know. What? Because Kettle's
kettle
really
corn,
good. Kettle's up
cheese
there, right?
Corn. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, cheese corn. Or I'll throw in movie theater popcorn too, just because that is my favorite, and I just want that to be in the mix. But what kind of popcorn reigns supreme?
Well, I mean, Cracker Jack, you know, caramel corn with the peanuts and stuff in it is pretty fucking amazing. But I will say that the thing that I don't really have that often, so that when I do have it, it is like a delicacy to me, and that's the cheese popcorn. You get one of those like Christmas tins that got the cheese popcorn in it. I will fucking go through that.
But you get those
scarily fast.
You get those cheese dust fingers.
Yeah,
do we incorporate that.
So good.
I guess. Yeah,
of course.
I guess because even all the other popcorns will leave a residue on your finger. What about you, Gary, Mister? He might win the Chef Buffet. We don't know yet, but
I don't know. But I kind of like the multi thing, you know, with like
the multi tin.
Yeah, with the definitely with the cheese and with the kettle corn, but it's. I can't remember the brand off the top of my head, but that Chicago brand that's like so...
Oh, they have Popcornopolis and Zebra. Wait, no, not Zebra. What's it called?
I think they call it Zebra.
Well, Zebra's the flavor.
Yeah.
But, I forget what the brand... They have two, I think. But, yeah, they're like known for...
Garrett.
Garrett, that's right. Yeah, Garrett. That one's really delightful.
Their cheese and their kettle corn. So Garrett Popcorn Shops, right? You can now get it online and stuff, but for the longest time, it was a local like brand, and I think Oprah ended up blowing it up and like whatever. But it's like if you go and you know what it looks like, it's just a very famous popcorn brand that's very high quality. And I frankly, to the point that's the only brand I want popcorn. Keep your generic tin popcorn, and you know, just feel free to eat that.
I'll Garrett's, yeah.
I'll be waiting for the Garrett's.
Why is it so good?
I don't know. But
what are they doing differently?
I don't know. Maybe they're just taking maybe more time.
If a rep from Garrett wants to come join our show and talk to us about it,
we know you're listening.
And blow them up like we did with the
McClure's. Yeah, or like even Dots.
People, yeah. Jeez, come on,
dude.
Yeah.
I went to a. I wish I'd taken a picture of it, but I went to a mini golf this weekend, and they had off-brand Dots. They were clearly Dots.
Commas?
They were being called like – no, it was like mini ice cream ball whatever. It was like almost comical like how they were
Dippin' Dots.
What?
Oh, we're talking about Dots pretzels?
We're talking about Dots pretzels.
Oh, a knockoff Dippin' Dots.
Listen, we've blown up both brands. Let's be honest.
Love. I like my foods in very small spherical forms, I guess. But knockoff Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, it was clearly Dippin' Dots.
You know, I'd be upset, but I don't see Dippin' Dots enough. I don't think I do. So I'd like to see it more often in my life. So if there's a knockoff, fine. The more, the merrier, at least for me.
Well, hit up the Boomers in Irvine if you're in the market.
You didn't try it because of the.
No, because the brand name is terrible. Why would I go with the off-brand?
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, you're right. I'll give it a shot. Boomers and Irvine?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Cool.
I used to go – was that
– used to be Palace Park.
Yeah. Those were the days.
It was a trip going back there, like, as an adult with my son. Like, I literally played with my son on the mini golf course at Palace Park last weekend. It was very confusing to me. Like, it was a mix of member berries with, like, this shouldn't still be here. Why are there bumper boats over there? Like, the freeway's right there. Like, how is this thing still a thing 30 years later? It's just wild.
And as a kid, whenever you just drove by it. It just became ingrained in your memory, too. So it's beautiful. All right. Well, anyway, that was a water cooler, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Do you want to go around and do some plugs?
Sure.
All right. I'll start over there with you, Gary. What should we check out?
Well, of course, check out our Patreon to see the grand reveal on Chez Buffet before we retire it for the time being. And then also check out Reasonable Doubt. All video versions are on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ReasonableDoubtPodcast. And subscribe to the podcast itself anywhere you get them. It's going to be a fun few weeks here.
And definitely watch the videos as soon as you can. Because you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know with these guys.
Well, at the moment, I'm in... safe waters. On that channel, I'm in safe
kidding.
Waters.
No, it is an excellent show. Gary does a ton of work on it, too. And if you love Gary, he appears on that show a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot more of me than I think the listeners would like.
No. I've not heard one bad thing about you being on that show. Everyone loves it. So Reasonable Doubt, everybody. All right, Matt, so what's up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And you should also take Kaelin's advice and download the Shudder app. It's Halloween time, baby. Time to watch some horror movies. Shudder app's got a lot of great original content, and I have been very happily watching flicks from it for years now, and I suggest you do the same.
I almost watched Black Phone the other day, and then Jen and I were sitting together, and I said, let's watch the Black Phone. She's like, show me the trailer. And I showed her the trailer, and that was that.
She said, I'm out.
So just intrigued, but she just we weren't she wasn't in the mood at the time. But
we just watched this past weekend. Do you guys remember? There's a movie from like 2003 called Wrong Turn.
Yeah, with Elisha Dushku. Yeah, total, I've seen it.
Total stinker. They remade this movie last year, 2021.
Is that the movie? I believe this is the movie where somebody, like one of the murderers, gets behind a person with barbed wire and puts the wire into their mouth and lifts them up.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. I remember that scene.
I didn't need that. why did I need to hear about that now?
Yeah, I've seen – I think that's that movie, and it's terrible.
You said that maybe 5 minutes ago.
Well
– why do we have to keep going?
I just had to make sure that's
why do we have to do that? I don't like that.
It's right up there with Palace Park, man. It just stuck. It's stuck in me. It's stuck
well,
in
me. It's stuck in me too.
Yeah. Stickier than the shame wall.
That's right. Anyway, they remade that movie, and it was pretty great. It was pretty awesome. So.
Oh, good. Well like, Gary and I
like
will be
legitimately.
Do you
want
to watch
like,
it, Gary? You want to get together and watch it?
No, I don't.
No. We'll make it happen on a future movie night. You know, no big deal.
Yeah. All right.
Gary's face.
Don't like that.
I'm sorry. Yes, I don't like that.
Who's
either.
Picking the next movie? By the way,
not
is
you,
Kalen. I know it's not me, but is it Kalen?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll.
Depends
find
if Kalen. The order may have to get swapped up here because people don't necessarily make every movie night.
And we're doing an extra movie night this month. Yeah.
Not an extra one.
We're just catching back up.
But yeah. I'm still hot off a Little Nicky.
Yeah. In fact, it's going to be
next week, right?
It's going to be next week. Yeah. We should all, when we're done with the show, look at the calendar.
Yeah. We should probably figure that out. All right. And as for me, I have some shows coming up in the Southern California area. First off, September 30th.
If I can't remember all of these, where would I follow you on social media?
At Loxy Music, LAXI Music.
There you go.
Yeah. I should probably post those there. I should post these there after I say them. All right. I have an Instagram too. All right. September 30th. In Long Beach, I'm playing at a bar called The Ordinary, but it's spelled with I-E at the end instead of Y. It's like an Irish thing, I think. So, The Ordinary in Long Beach, it's Friday night, September 30th. I'm playing all night. And then October 7th, Friday night, I'm playing at Marina Wine in Long Beach all night long. And then the next day, Saturday the 8th, I'll be playing in Encinitas at the Roxy 5 to 7:30. So there you go.
Nice.
So some live music. Let's hang. If you bark at me, I'll buy you a beer at these shows. All right. That'll do it for Water Cooler. We'll be back later this week for Patreon. We love you. Goodbye. Ruh, 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 ruh.